The following is an analysis, interpretation, and summary of James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. Chapter 13, Stop Procrastinating Using the 2-Minute Rule. So in the last chapter of Atomic Habits analysis there, we went through the law of least effort. We talked about how to achieve more with less, how we can prime our environment around us to make us more likely to perform XY habit. Right? How do we design an environment that we can optimally win in and be successful in and maintain habits? Now we're going to talk about like something that plagues a lot of people. It's the idea of procrastination. Like there's this old adage, you're like, yes, the hardest part is starting. And because it requires the most effort. You have to overcome the most inertia. Inertia being the resistance to motion from like a physics perspective, but it can also apply from, you know, a physical, just starting. Like that's a lot of what plagues a lot of people. Okay, so how can we unpack this and make it easier using some strategies, psychological strategies around that? So the habits we follow without thinking often determine the choices you make when you are thinking. One more time. The habits we follow without thinking often determine the choices you make when you are thinking. Okay, so it's kind of the unconscious governs the conscious. Habits can be completed in seconds or minutes, but can continue to impact your behavior for hours afterwards. And this we see a lot within like people's food choices, for example. You can succumb to a moment of gluttony, or you can choose voluntarily, consciously, to indulge in something. Drugs, sex, food, entertainment, gaming, whatever. And in the moment, we get feedback. There's a response. But often, it's like that, what is that meme or that Simpsons reference? It's like, that's a problem for future Homer, right? It's like you're not thinking about what future you is going to have to deal with the consequences of the current. Alcohol is probably the most common one. People get caught up in the moment. Everybody knows, almost everybody knows, they drink a bit too much. Hangover the next day, they'll say, I'll never do that again. But the problem is, you're judging it based off an extreme heightened state. And that's a hangover, which can feel pretty... It's a big variance between how someone usually feels. And so when you say, I'm never going to do that again, or like, I can't believe I did that, and you kind of have remorse for your decisions, the problem is, unless you experience that really consistently, and that's like a consistent state, you're probably going to go back and do that behavior again. Because at some point, very near future, within the next 24 hours, you're going to come back to a baseline. And so that's not the state you usually feel. And how you usually feel is you made the decision to drink a lot of alcohol based on your homeostatic feeling of just, this is how I feel day to day. Then you get out of that homeostatic feeling by drinking a lot. You can replace this with anything, eating a lot. And then you're like, oh, this is a terrible decision. But the state you're making that thought and feeling in is a heightened, exaggerated, physiopsychological state that is an outlier. You don't usually feel like this. So you need to make your decision at a homeostatic state. Like when you're calm, relaxed, rational, after you've eaten. Okay, particularly is really important because we generally don't make logical, rational, unemotional decisions when we're hungry, really hungry. All of our actions have forthcoming consequences. Are they consequences that add to our cup and are constructive or destructive? We are limited or freed by where our habits lead us, which is why we must master the daily habitual choices we take and make sure they're purposeful and directional to where we want to go and who we want to be. Kind of goes without being said, but we all live contradictions in some way or another. Most people have things they're trying to work on, habits they're trying to mold, break, or remake. So, let's start small using the 2-minute rule. So what is this 2-minute rule? When you start a new habit, a lot of people overwhelm themselves by trying to do a lot. Most people would like to identify with someone who's capable. I'm independent, I'm capable, I can do this. That's a positive trait to associate with. Why would you want to associate with someone who's not capable? You have less trust in yourself. You'll be less confident in yourself. And so when they start a new habit, what do? Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to train for 90 minutes 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, I'm just going to do 20 minutes. Sounds good. That's reasonable. That's logical. Do a little less on the weekend, like Monday to Fridays, like where you're going, you know, pretty hard. Okay, cool. Good plan. No, fine plan. It's a fine plan, right? You might want to meditate. I'm going to start meditating 20 minutes every day. I'm going to do breath work 10 minutes every morning. I'm going to hop in the cold shower. I'm going to go 3 minutes every time I have a shower. It's too much. For most people, it's too much. People try to do too much at once because they want to feel capable. They want to feel in control. They want to feel like they're better than, they want to feel good. And so what happens usually for most people is they maybe do it once or twice and then they lose it. Or they don't do it at all because the task is too much to begin with. A lot of times in psychotherapy, what therapists will do when trying to change, manipulate behaviors, or even when you administer drugs and supplements and medications, usually like the dose makes the poison, but the dose also makes the medicine. And the dose makes the habit here. So the dose we often give is way too high. And the symptoms is we're just not doing it, or we're not doing it consistently. So in exchange, let's put our ego to the side and stop trying to feel capable at every single thing and realize that feeling of being capable and trusting yourself and being confident that you can do large tasks will come in time once you do the small task. Because if you're trying to do a large task, hold on, you want to exercise for an hour a day? You want to lose 10 kilos? Let's just go half a kilo. Let's see the scale shift downwards on average by 200 grams for the next 2 weeks. How about that? How about when you start a new habit, it should only take less than 2 minutes to do. 2 minutes. So you have this goal, grandiose, I want to train for an hour a day. I want to read 30 pages a day. Nope. If you're somebody who struggles with beginning new habits and procrastinating, right? This is for those types of people. It could be used for anybody. You can scale it to your relative abilities. And it's okay to admit that I don't have relatively high abilities to start new habits. I'm undisciplined. I'm lazy. I procrastinate a lot. Why can't we say these things about ourselves? You can. You can admit you're not a good person and that you have a lot of work to do and you're fractured and you have really kind of sometimes really strange, just destructive thoughts and you're not who you could be. And that's okay to admit that. But it's not okay to just, I don't think it's okay just to accept being okay. Like, we're all fractured in our own ways. Let's aim a little higher towards good so we can be better for ourselves, for our community, for our world around us. So when you start a new habit, less than 2 minutes to do. 1 page a day. 1 page. Then you build trust in yourself, because if you start this grandiose 30, 20 pages, 50 pages a day, 30 minutes a day, 10 kilos in 3 months, and you're the type that procrastinates, like, there's no chance to experience the small wins, but and build momentum. But if you just do it less than 2 minutes, you can tick a box, get a dopamine hit, and really affirm that, okay, maybe it wasn't a lot compared to what I used to do or what someone else is doing, but screw that. I'm building a new foundation now. And so I need to accept where I'm at now and build on that and realize that 2 minutes a day is better than 0 minutes a day from your procrastinating ass if you did do nothing because you procrastinated. So you're better off doing 2 minutes a day than trying to do 20 minutes a day and doing it inconsistently, because people try and make things perfect. It's like, I want to make sure I like tick all my boxes and I have all the information and I want to do a really, really high standard. And sometimes this shit doesn't get done. So, okay. But then you haven't moved the needle at all if it hasn't get done. So we start with 2 minutes. Almost any habit can be scaled down to a multiple minute version. You want to breathe? You want to do some meditation? Just take 3 deep, slow, controlled breaths when you wake up and before you go to sleep. That's it. Takes about 30 seconds. Cold shower. just do 15 seconds. And the next day, do 20 seconds. And the next day, add another page. And the next day, add another minute. And the aggregation of marginal gains adds up and it compounds. And eventually, week after week, month after month, year after year, what happens is you're doing what you initially had high ambitions and high hopes to do, but because you've built from a reasonable conservative foundation, it has been a lot easier to build up and to get to that point. And in fact, you've been consistent. You've been much more consistent because you've scaled it down and built up from a scaled down version of the habit that you really want to do. And so now you're consistent and you're consistently getting results. And then as you build up, the results start to multiply. They don't add up, they multiply. And that is a much more advantageous outcome and position to be in than if you tried to do the end outcome goal, but you did it inconsistently and you procrastinated and you ended up giving up on it entirely. This type of strategy is for those types of people, and you have to be honest with yourself. It's okay. Like, fine. What, you think you're the only one who's procrastinated a habit? You're not inferior to the rest of the species, the human species, and inadequate to the rest of all of us if you've struggled with that, because most people have struggled with that. But the beautiful thing is you can get to a point where you're consistent. You can get to a point where that habit that you kind of dream of doing, like at a really high level, you can get to that point, but scale it down. We want to lower the barrier for entry to make the habits as easy as possible to start. It's not to say the habit is done after 2 minutes always. It just acts as the gateway to lead you down to a more productive path. Then the first 2 minutes becomes the ritual before a larger routine. The more you ritualize the beginning of a process, the more likely it becomes that you can slip into that state of deep focus required to do great things. So the 2 minutes, you don't have to stop after 2 minutes, but we're just trying to, like, that's how we win. 2 minutes. Like, 2 minutes of push-ups, 2 minutes of squats, 20 reps, like, design it however you see fit, but 2 minutes, like something around that duration to begin with. And guess what? If you're running for 2 minutes, like, you've already started. Like, you have scaled it down so much to yourself, you're like, okay, I can walk up the street once, right? Maybe you feel good after that 1 minute of walking. And like, you know what? I'm going to keep walking a little bit more. And you realize it's not that hard as you thought. And so you relearn that what you initially was really scary and fear-inducing and intimidating. Oh, man. That wasn't as scary as I thought. Huh. They're not all looking at me. Or like, you realize a lot of it's in your head. Like, a social situation is like a lot of bigger social anxiety. All right. It's fine. It's very common. I've dealt with that when I was younger. So, how about this? You're good in one-on-ones, right? You might be good on one-on-ones, like catching up with a good friend one-on-one. Okay, so how about you just, when a two-on-one comes up, or a three-on-one comes up, like with catching up with people, you get there late and you leave earlier, so you have a short time there, or you get there early and you leave early, so you only have a short time there, and you kind of titrate up. It's like 2-3 people I'm hanging out with for a half an hour, and then I hang out with 4-5 people. And you build up, and you can even initiate it and build up and just like hang out with a couple of friends, and you build up for a handful of people. All right, now I'm going to catch up with like 7-8 people. You put yourself in environments, and you slowly build up to where you can eventually get to the group of like 50 people in a room and handle that energy. But if you're socially awkward around a huge group of people, you don't have to begin by speaking to all these people and being around an environment that's so big and intimidating. You can scale it back. The point is not to do one thing. It's to master the art and action of showing up. Showing up, regardless of how you feel. Just show up. It doesn't matter how long. Instead of trying to engineer the perfect habit from the start, doing the easy, simple task on a consistent basis, then you build off that. You want to run a marathon? All right, what is that, 42 Ks? Can we just start with walking like 10,000 steps a day? What about 10 minutes a day? How about we just put on the running shoes and you go for a walk up and down your street once? And this is not a hyperbole. This is real, because some people start 100 kilos overweight and they're like, Jesus Christ, 100 kilos. Do you know how heavy that is? Most people can't lift 100 kilos off the floor. I have that to lose off my body. Fuck, screw the 100 kilos. Don't worry about the 100 kilos. You need to lose 1 kilo before you can lose 100 kilos. You need to gain 1 kilo before you can gain 10 kilos. You know, if you're muscle mass. So how about you just scale it back? Screw it. Don't worry about all the rest. Just make the win something small. Something meaningful. Like, and small sounds bad. It's not bad. So make it meaningful. Make it affirming. Make it something that you can feel more confident in. To maintain the joy, love, and passion and creativity you experience in a certain habit, consider stopping just before it becomes a hassle. Or what Ernest Hemingway said, stop when you're going good. Some habits you just have to keep going to. I kind of have a bit of friction against this one. Like some habits, like, shit's going to be hard sometimes. You prioritize a life of joy, happiness, and feeling good. Cool. Well, you're going to have to feel bad a lot of the times too. Because like inducing voluntary suffering and pain and going through hardship builds character and builds the necessary mental physiological tools to cope with the trials and tribulations of life. So there is utility in continuing to push, David Goggins style, Jocko Willink style, when things get really hard. But if something, like you have a creative pursuit, like I have Jungle Beats Media, the media company where we reviewed music on YouTube, that became this. It became a hassle and obligation because we were pushing it so hard and making it like an obligation for ourselves. And so this is a useful thing I wish we could have implemented back then, because now we don't do it anymore for now. And we don't do it anymore. Some of you may have known me, come up from there here. We don't do it anymore because it became a hassle, because we lost that spark and joy and love. That was the reason we started doing it, because then it became like it's all consuming dozen hours a week task and plus. So you got to learn when to apply that principle. You got to be self-aware to like, when do I apply that principle, when to push and when to peel it back. Like a great one is journaling, like writing, self-reflective writings. Like I have a friend who may be watching this. He knows who he is. And he does quite a bit of extensive journaling before he sleeps, like some 20, 30, 45, 60 minutes. He will reflect on his day, and like he does it every day for years. And I got inspired by like hearing him, and it's like that. Yeah, journaling can be a very great self-reflective tool to build awareness around like your day and like what you're doing. And it's like, I don't know if I can build that into my day. That's a lot of time, and you know. But we gave the example: scale it back. You can just do 2-3 sentences. What does that take? 30-60 seconds. 1 minute of something is better than 1 minute of nothing. It's better to do less than you hope for than to do nothing at all. And so to finish off, habit shaping. You want to master the first 2 minutes of the smallest version of the behavior. We're going to finish with this example. Your goal may become an early riser. How do we get there? You can't just look at the day you wake up. You have to look at the day before. You've got to be home by 9 p.m. every night. Lights off at 9 p.m. All devices turned off by 9:30. Be in bed by 10 p.m. 5 out of 7 days a week. Wake up at 6 a.m. 5 to 7 days a week. That's an example of how we can peel back and uncover new habits. That like you need to set up an environment and a situation for yourself so you can be an early riser and condition yourself to perform a new habit that you're not used to. It doesn't just begin before and after, but the day before even, you can set yourself up to win. But the crux of this chapter is if you're someone who procrastinates, if you're someone who just truly struggles to form new habits, someone who does a bit too much and stops and starts and stops and starts, but has like ambition to like, I want to do it. I want to create this good habit. I want to mold this destructive habit. 2 minutes. Peel it back. Think about every habit you want. Write them on a piece of paper. Start at one habit at a time. You'll get to the other ones. It's fine. You don't have to do everything at once. In fact, you probably won't be very successful at trying to do your 5 habits at once. You'll probably most likely fail if you're the type of person to procrastinate. Peel it back 2 minutes. That's it. It's repeating myself. It's like, that's it. Stop procrastinating. 2-minute rule. Go. Stop watching this. Get out of here. This video is like just the spark. Now it's off to you guys to go do the thing. Something I gotta think about as well. It's like, where could I be using this 2-minute rule? See, generally, I'm a type of person who like can take on a bit more. But that's the character I've built. I didn't start like this. I came to be like this. This was a process over the last 10 years. You don't start training, like shooting baskets at a hoop for 5-6 hours in a, like, consecutively. I just started like 30-60 minutes, and then it kind of, the spark just kept growing, and I just like grew an obsession as a teenager. I hope that's valuable. You guys can listen to all these podcast platforms. Subscribe on YouTube, just, and hit the notification bell, just so you guys can stay apprised. Because I know a lot of people actually, I've seen the analytics a couple times. I've seen the analytics before, and it's surprising how many people watch these videos but don't click subscribe. If you are interested in the further development of your psychological, philosophical operating system, your mind, how you interface with the world, then this and the podcasts that are associated, Talking Chimps podcast that's associated with me in this channel, and that's intellectually stimulating conversations. If I was you, I'd recommend staying tuned to what I'm putting out to the world, because a lot of people aren't apprised and don't actually follow. They just watch and get out. So stay tuned to that. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you for watching.